chronology of action. Action is a symbol of life. As long as you live, you act. The type of action executed differs from individual to individual. It depends upon the inherent cause that produces it. The root of action is one's innate nature. Every human being is distinctly individualistic. His inherent tendency, innate bent, inmost nature is known as vasanas. Vasanas are the result of the past. Past actions produce present vasanas, and present vasanas produce further actions. Vasana is the cause and action the effect. Again, action becomes the cause and vasana the effect. This cause-effect cycle goes on like the phenomena of tree and seed, hen and egg, etc. Vasana, therefore, is the seed of action, the prime mover in the mechanism of action. Vasana is unmanifest. Action is the final manifestation of vasana. Each vasana, therefore, reaches its full expression, passes through the stages of thought and desire. In the chronology of an action, vasana produces thought, thought produces desire, and desire produces action. The unmanifest vasanas in you lie dormant as your potential nature. It is the state of deep sleep, which means dreamless sleep. When your vasanas manifest, they first appear as thoughts in your intellect. Your intellect therefore entertains thoughts according to the nature of your present vasanas. In the second stage of manifestation, vasanas express as desires in your mind. Your desires again will be in the nature of your vasana and thoughts. Consider the example of a painter. A painter is one who has a vasana for painting. While he is asleep, his vasana remains dormant, without expression. When he wakes up, the vasana expresses itself in the intellect as thought of painting. The thought manifests in the mind as desire for painting. The desire expresses in the physical body as action of painting. It follows, therefore, that as long as your vasanas exist, there will be a constant flow of thoughts, desires, and actions. And when your vasanas are exhausted, your thoughts, desires, and actions become extinct. The total exhaustion of vasanas is the exalted state of self-realization, described as the state of vasanalessness, thoughtlessness, desirelessness, or actionlessness. People have misconstrued this state to mean abstinence from action, even as their vasanas remain within. Consequently, they imposed physical restraints and denied themselves material or sensual life, little realizing that vasanas, thoughts, and desires lingered within and frustrated their lifestyle. Such practices led to suppression rather than sublimation of the personality. The mission of human life is to eradicate vasanas, thoughts, and desires. Vasanas form the mass of ignorance that veil your divine self. You attain self-realization by wiping out the last trace of vasana in you. The knowledge of Vedanta helps you remove the mass of vasanas and discover yourself. Vasana has been indicated as your inherent nature, but that would not be a proper definition. In truth, vasana is that which produces the inherent nature. It would be more appropriate to indicate vasana as being merely the primary cause or source of thought, desire and action. Your intellect can comprehend thought, desire and action, but it cannot comprehend vasanas, since the intellect is a product of vasana. The basic material composing the human personality is vasanas. You are therefore a substantial form of your insubstantial vasanas. This idea is subtly brought out by the use of camphor in the temple. A temple has a deity in the innermost sanctum, surrounded by three enclosures. The sanctum is dark. A small oil lamp burns at the altar of the deity. The priest lights a piece of camphor from it. The camphor burns away to illumine the darkness within. The light reveals the deity to the devotee's vision. The ritual is significant. The temple is designed to represent a human being. The deity in the sanctum stands for Atman, the supreme self within you. The self is dark, unknown. To reach the self, you must first cross the limitations of the three material layers of your personality, symbolized by passing through the three enclosures. When you do this, reach your inner core, the preceptor is said to give you the knowledge of self. Camphor is a solid substance. When exposed to the atmosphere, it sublimates into mere fragrance. Camphor closely resembles vasanas. Vasana is a Sanskrit word derived from its root vas, meaning scent, fragrance. Vasanas produce your personality traits. When your vasanas are good, you are pleasant. When your vasanas are bad, you are foul. Vasanas are insubstantial, yet they go to make the substantial human form. The preceptor helps you burn up your vasanas in the fire of knowledge. The process leads you to the goal of self-realization.